Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silva Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions, or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so happy that you're with me today. I want to welcome you to Commanding Your Life, and I hope that's exactly what you're doing too, Commanding Your Life. I do want to also do a shout-out to my listeners from around the world, and especially my on-air family at PositivePower21.org. This has been a fantastic week. A lot of things have been going on, and hopefully the same thing is going with you. Lots of positive things showing up in your life and giving you the power to make the changes that you desire. I've had an opportunity to start a new class, yes. I am a lifelong learner, and I started a new class, and it's called The Artist's Way. And it's a 8-week program to open up your creativity. And I've got some new things coming up, and I need to have my creativity at the top of its game. And so when I want to improve myself, I hire my own coach or I take a class, of which I also encourage you. So let's get our day started, or let's get our week started, and let's close our eyes. And if you're driving, remember, you can't close your eyes. You can listen, but not close your eyes. If you are operating machinery, also stop operating or wait till another time and listen to this later. All right, now you know we start the show off not with a lot of bang, and we don't start it off with a lot of high-powered music. And that's because I want you to relax. I want you to relax and slow down. I want you to relax and feel your body. Feel how your body is. Pay attention. Pay attention to your scalp and how it feels. And relax it. Relax your face and your neck. Relax anywhere in your body you feel there is tension. Sometimes that's in your shoulders. I've even felt it in my hands. I want you to relax your shoulders and your arms and your hands, your hips, your stomach, your thighs, your knees, your pads, your feet, and your toes. Just totally relax your whole body and take a deep breath in and blow it out. Take another deep breath in and out. There is a power and presence in the universe. This power has always been, always will be. All things were created by it. All things are made from it. You are made from this power and presence in the universe. As man, as woman, we refer to that power as God or other names. But we know this power and presence is there, part of us, inside of us, beside us, below us, over us, in front of us, behind us. And this power and presence allows us the capability to create. And so in your mind, I want you to think about the thing that you want to accomplish this week, or you want to begin or start this week. It just popped into my head to start an exercise program of some type. Eating better, relaxing more, and with the help of our guest, Samantha Russell Raven, we are going to learn to let our life sing and let our life be joyful. So think of one thing you want to accomplish this week. And think of it as already complete. It is done. And as you ask and you speak your desire, know that it will be answered. You just have to listen to the voice. Take another deep breath in and out. And as always, when we speak to the power and presence in this universe, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this life. Thank you for this energetic body. Thank you for the breath that gives us life. Thank you for answering our request. And know that it is done, and it is so. Take another deep breath in and out, and open your eyes. And we're back here in the room. Yeah, I tell you. Sometimes these ideas of what we want to look for during the week, you know, just comes. And that's because I listen. That's because I'm paying attention to the voice. And when you stop and you slow down and you relax and you meditate once or twice a day in silence or with a guided meditation, you start learning that voice. You start learning when it comes in, guiding you and directing you. That voice yesterday, I was looking for some things, and it had me go get on the floor next to my bed, right? And I was looking for a particular thing, and it said, go get the flashlight. And I went and got the flashlight. And it was like, but it shouldn't be here. But guess what? That little item, I was looking for an SD card. It had fallen off my headboard. And it was there. But what was even more surprising, there was a $100 bill on the floor. Don't ask me how it got there. How did I miss that? When did it fall down? I live in a world of abundance, let me tell you. But let me stop talking, and I want to introduce you to our guest. And I know I see I have another person on the line, so I'm going to acknowledge you too. But listen, this is, I'm so excited. I have been waiting for this opportunity to have Samantha on the show. Let me tell you, she is a singer. Let me tell you, she is a singer extraordinaire, a sound healer, and she'll explain to you what that means. And let me tell you, proponent of conscious language. Now, you know that I believe in that. I want you to consciously create the life that you want, but most of us live, in fact, 9 out of 10 of us live unconsciously. But she's going to talk about that, right? And she said that she began to play with how voice and singing and sound impacts our human energy structure, right? Our human energy structure. You know, we're all made of energy. So she was able to discover a lot, and she's witnessed the power of sound in enhancing the life and health of people who come to her for coaching and for help. Now, she's got all these letters behind her name, and I'm going to let her explain what each one of those means. But she is an energy medicine practitioner, core individuation energy practitioner, a certified sound voice and music healer, and she's a singer and songwriter. And in the description for the show, I've got her link to her website, but for those of you online, it is thesamanthasolution.com. Let me tell you that again. thesamanthasolution.com. And she is our guest today. And so I am going to hit that button so she can come on the line. You know, sometimes it takes a second. Samantha, are you there? Okay, take your phone off mute. Are you there? Oh, wrong person. Hold on. I hit the wrong button.
Samantha, hi, Beverly. Good morning.
Hi. I hit the wrong button. All right. Well, first of all, who's calling in with the last four digits, 5543? Hello.
That's okay. Me, Ms. Beverly Dondella.
Hi, Dondella. Well, thank you for being on the line. Oh, dear. Okay.
You.
So let me put you back on mute.
Okay.
Hi, Dondella. I got to meet her. She's awesome, too, and we're going to have her on the show one day soon because she has an awesome thing that's coming, and I think she's just now working on making that happen. So, Samantha.
Yes,
let
Beverly,
me tell you, this has been just so fantastic. I just couldn't wait to have you here. Now, did I get that right now? I know you're a singer because I got your picture of you and your guitar. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about your work. You know, tell us more about, you know, we're divine at our core. We are energetic, you say anatomy, how our energetic anatomy does this. I know a lot of my listeners understand that we are energy beings. We have a lot of energy. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, thank you. It's my favorite topic. I'm delighted to talk about it. Well, I think all of us have a sense that there's much more to who we are than our physical bodies. Although I think most of us go through life with kind of a vague understanding of what that might mean. And it's not that helpful because we don't know how to activate or use the rest of who we are in a really clear way. And we also don't know how that huge part of who we are that is beyond our physical body might be affecting us physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually all the time. And so this is cutting-edge information. I'd like to give a shout-out to my teacher of this work and the developer of Core Individuation Energy Medicine, Desda Zuckerman, and her website is yoursacredanatomy.com. And, you know, I believe every once in a while we come across people who are paradigm shifters and reality changers, and major up-levelers of consciousness, and I was lucky enough to have my life completely radically upgraded by my beautiful teacher, Desda, who introduced me to this work, and now I've dedicated my life to it, and it is just the most exciting thing I've ever encountered. I would like to invite people to look at the picture that you posted on the radio blog page and or the picture on the homepage of the SamanthaSolution.com, where there's a beautiful anatomical diagram. It's like a cross-section of what we call the human energy structure. And for those of you who are able to take a peek at that now or later today, you'll see this incredible rainbow-colored, vibrant-colored, multi-layered, multi-faceted, multi-dimensional, magnificent ball of light energy that extends around the human body, usually a minimum of like 10 to 25 feet in all directions. And
so we can expand that, right? We have the capability of doing the expansion of that energy.
Everybody has a human energy structure, whether they believe in it or not, just like you have a liver, whether you believe in it or not, yeah. And everybody has the capacity to interact with their energy structure because it is a part of them. So, you know, you can learn to dance, for example, because everyone is capable of moving in some way, usually. And and this is something that we can learn to develop a conscious relationship with. So my work is really about helping people develop a conscious, interactive relationship with their energetic anatomy, which to me means the physical body and all of the energetic anatomy, which means seven layers of energetic anatomy and seven anatomical systems that are basically made of energy that are all a part of what we call the human energy structure. And so once we start to learn about who we really are and how to interact with this human energy structure, our capacity to have vibrant health physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually is radically up-leveled. And it's just the most exciting thing to become even more alive on all of these levels.
When you're working, doing this, and you're working with people, how does this, you know, you mentioned health, and a lot of my, you know, listeners are concerned or looking at, I don't want to say concerned, but they really want to have great health. And but then their doctor says, you got to do this and you do this. So how does this work in conjunction with Western medicine?
So I am extremely grateful for Western medicine because I know my life and many of my family members and friends' lives have been saved by Western medicine. So I'm a complete proponent of energy medicine and Western medicine working hand in hand together. And I would never suggest that anyone use energy medicine instead of allopathic medicine, but it's something that I would urge everybody to consider.
Allopathic, please. What is
allopathic medicine? Means Western medicine, whatever your doctors do. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would urge everybody who is doing any kind of treatment to start considering that your physical body is only 12% of who you are. And therefore, Western medicine is really good at addressing that 12% of who we are. The other 88% of who we are, physical Western medicine doesn't have the capacity to focus on that or work with that. They're becoming more open to it. There are, I think, 73 different hospitals in the United States that are starting to allow Reiki, which is a form of energy healing, in operating rooms and post-operating rooms in hospitals, which is really exciting. But they're not trained in how to work with the 88% of who we are that is energetic. And that's because they need to focus on the body. That's what their skill set is. And so I would invite everybody who's dealing with any kind of health issue to start considering, how do I address the other 88% of who I am? And this is where energy medicine and energy healing comes in.
Before you give the example, I want to go back for a second and say, explain what Reiki is, because I haven't talked about Reiki here on the show.
Okay. Reiki is One of the most widely practiced forms of hands-on healing, and for people who are more advanced Reiki practitioners, they can do long-distance healing. It was originally developed by a man named Dr. Usui in Japan in the early 1920s. And he developed a laying on of hands protocol that was very effective. And he also found that in order for any kind of physical healing to stick, you also had to have a kind of psychological, emotional component. So he came up with what he called basically the kind of five Reiki ideals, which are things like, just for today, I won't engage in anger. Just for today, I will be kind to myself and all others. Just for today, I am full of gratitude. Things like that. So that you can have the attitude that would help a healing stick. But Reiki is practiced worldwide, mostly as a hands-on healing modality. And it really does help with pain and inflammation, and it also helps with emotional and psychological suffering.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
So how did you come to do this work? I know you talked about finding your teacher, but what led you there?
It was an interesting journey. I was very lucky because my mother, Deborah, who I love, was attending the Barbara Brennan School of Healing in New York City for the 4 years that I was in high school. And so while I was at this young, impressionable age, my mother was going to this kind of out-there energy healing school where I was learning from her about chakras and auras and energies and sort of foreign things in your structure energetically that shouldn't be there and all that kind of thing. So to me, the whole language and vernacular of energy is kind of normal. It wasn't sort of it wasn't an edgy thing. It was just that's normal life for me.
So you learned, you did that, and that became normal in your life. And,
yeah.
You know, for me, it was very difficult for me to accept this idea of an aura. You know, that was out there in woo-woo to me, right, this idea, until someone had me do a couple of tests, like, you know, when we have static and we can walk someplace and something will move. Until I was able to do that, or I went to an acupuncturist who moves energy in your body by sticking those pins in you, it was very difficult for me to do that. And I know that some of my audience has difficulty in understanding this energy movement kind of stuff. So what you're telling me is because your mother was going through this alternative healing training, you were able to learn the language. You were able to, I guess by osmosis, being in the same house, learn how some of this stuff actually worked and why it was real. Yes? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, and of course she had, you know, like a small library of books about the topic,
okay,
and I could access them and everything. So, yeah.
All right, so you had that foundation, and then what was the next thing that happened that brought you here?
Well, I graduated from college with a psychology and an environmental science degree, and I was focusing, I did a thesis there that was focusing on the intersection between transpersonal psychology and wilderness therapy, and how being in nature, because nature has a very pure energy, can help us to psychologically heal more deeply and more quickly. And then I became a wilderness expedition leader for Outward Bound. And then I went to massage school and polarity therapy school.
And then you moved forward. Okay. And then you found this, because we're going to be running out of time. So the essence is that you kept training. And you're still
like
training.
Like you, I'm a lifelong learner.
Yes. And learning that. So, but this is the one thing that fascinated me. You say you dislike clapping at concerts. Why is that?
You know, it's so interesting. When in my work, one of the best ways to disperse energies when you're done using them is to clap them out. Clapping has kind of a percussive energy to it that sends other energy out. And so when we go to a concert and some kind of beautiful piece of music comes and there's a little bit of silence afterwards, and it's a magical space because something transformational has just happened with the sound frequencies that were brought into the room. And then when the audience claps, that magical energy is dispersed. And so
yeah.
I like to say, I went to a concert by a woman named Snatam Kaur, who is a beautiful spiritual singer, and she asked us not to clap after each song. You know, you could sort of wiggle
mm-hmm.
your hands in the air, but not clap. And what happened was, through the course of the evening, the beautiful energy that she was bringing into the room with the singing kind of mounted and mounted and mounted and increased and increased and increased until the whole room felt like a very spiritual, sacred, healing vibration because
wow.
the energy was never dispersed. So,
wow,
so I would
never thought of it that way.
It makes a tremendous difference.
Oh, you know, and I don't like to clap anyway. There's some sensitivity in my hand, so I'll just, you know, tap my leg or something to do that. But, you know, other artists, you know, they want to hear that clapping, but they don't understand that energy movement. And I can see that because I've been places where something happened and nobody clapped, and the energy just stayed,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there a simple practice you can offer my listeners right now that they can do that will help them with their energy?
Well, I would encourage everybody to go onto Amazon and purchase the book Your Sacred Anatomy by Desda Zuckerman, because it has a whole series of exercises in it about how you can start to learn about and interact with your human energy structure. The one thing that I would suggest is that we return energy together, which is something that I could talk us through. It's a process of basically bringing the essence of yourself, which is kind of this magnificent ball of light, which we call your presence, back into the physical body where it's meant to reside in the pelvis.
Well, I don't think we have, but here's
okay.
what I'd ask you. Do you offer anything on your website that my listeners can access so they can get to you and learn more about how they can use this energy to keep themselves healthy or to heal themselves?
Yes. So as a free gift to all of your listeners, I would like to offer everybody what I call an energy wellness strategy session, which is done over the telephone. If they would like to have this, they can email me at thesamanthasolution@gmail.com and just put in the title, you know, Energy Wellness Strategy Session. I will spend an hour with them talking about the energy structure, and I will teach them how to return presence and talk to them about what working with me would look like.
Yes, and everyone, I want you to know that this is a $197, $200 freebie for you. So email Samantha at thesamanthasolution@gmail.com. And those of you who are at Blog Talk Radio and log in at Commanding Your Life and see the information for that, her website and email address is there. So that's thesamanthasolution@gmail.com. Well, Samantha, you know, this little half hour of ours just kind of dissipates really quickly. But I want to tell you, it's been a pleasure to have you here, and hopefully we'll have you on again, and we can talk a little bit more about the energy and how we can use it, and three healing energy procedures for your structure, or all any of those kinds of things. All right? But thank
Wonderful,
you for
Beverly.
Being
Thanks.
Here.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Well, good. So everyone, thank you for being on with me today. There is so much going on. So what I'd like you to do is, if you would, go to Meetup meetup.commandingyourlife.com. That's meetup.commandingyourlife. In the exit from this, I talk about it again, but that's where I'll be posting things going on with Commanding Your Life and some ways that you can engage. So again, I want to thank my guests and my listeners, and I want you to know that I truly love you.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Yet, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.